Proclamation number 1003, dated the July 12th, 1939.
Admonition to exercise self-control. Gentlemen, peacefulen.
Learn to restrain yourselves and become gentle and peaceful, for your time on earth is given to you as a probationary period during which you should reach full maturity, training and shaping yourselves for the benefit of your soul. You will hardly be able to fulfill your earthly task if you don't strive for this first, for all your soul's difficulties arise from your own lack of self-control. And thus hear what the Lord Himself is proclaiming to you. You, my children on earth, have to make an effort to treat each other with love. You have chosen this stay on earth in the knowledge of what you are lacking. You have many opportunities to combat your weaknesses and mistakes, yet you must also have the goodwill to make use of the possibilities offered and, through constant self-restraint, grow stronger and overcome your mistakes. Bear in mind, my children, with how much patience I have to overlook your weaknesses again and again, and yet my love for you does not diminish. Consider how much more reason I would have to become impatient, and a Roman one. Nevertheless, in utmost patience and mercy, embrace my children again and lovingly forgive them when they have trespassed. Consider that my life on earth demanded an abundance of patience towards sinful humanity, which nevertheless did not recognize my love and repaid all the good I did for people with ingratitude, and finally made me suffer so indescribably. How much did they humiliate me and devise all sorts of torments and, without any blame, handed me over to be crucified. And I patiently shouldered even this most bitter injustice and nevertheless did not withdraw my mercy from those who wronged me. I implored the Father in heaven to forgive them their sins and did not turn away from humanity but tried to win them over with patience and love and thereby bring them redemption. And therefore you should also practice the virtue of self-denial. One should lie for the other and only ever endeavor to ease each other's suffering, so that you will become perfect and will not have lived your earthly life in vain. And sacrifice all your worries and pains to me, and you will become as gentle as doves and communicate with each other patiently and with love, and inner calm will enter your hearts, and I will help you if you are in danger of losing yourselves. Amen.